Hallelujah. One thing's for sure, you're one of something. I want to be one of them. Amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. You happy? Did you appreciate that, the word this morning? Amen. We sure do appreciate our brother David, and we've known him for probably, I can't remember if it was 2009 or 2010 when we first met. I think it was 2009. I went out to the meetings that Brother Joe Green's church puts on every year, the missionary meetings, and it was the first time that I'd went, and out in the, I didn't know anybody there, and everybody that I was introduced to, they said, I never heard of you. And, said, okay, great. And I haven't heard of you either, but now we're past that now. Now I have heard of you. Yeah, so, but I met Brother David out in the kind of the foyer area where people congregate before and after the meeting in the, it was in a community college, and we just hit it off and just became friends on the spot, and it wasn't too long afterwards that we had him out, and we just, we love him, we appreciate his ministry, and I just want him to feel comfortable here tonight, and I know you do too, and I know you were doing everything you could this morning to make him feel comfortable, but let's just give it an extra effort here tonight, because, you know, he told us all he knows is that he loves the Lord. I believe that, and it shows, and we can tell, and every time he comes, his ministry is a help to us. And he's not here to draw people to himself. He's not here to. He's just here to preach what he knows, and who he knows. And so we appreciate that from the bottoms of our hearts. And so we want to invite our brother to come out again and hit the other eye of the devil, so that it's good and black and blue as well. And we trust that. When we leave, we'll say, did not our hearts burn within us as he talked with us along the way? Amen. Blessed be his wonderful name. So we'll invite him to come out here in just a moment. Let's sing that song, I'll Be Somewhere Listening for My Name. When the Savior calls, I will answer. When he calls for me, I will hear. When the Savior I will answer. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Yes, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Since my robe is white when he calls me, since my robe is white, I will hear. Since my robe is white when he calls me, I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Yes, I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. I'll be somewhere. Listening for my name. Hallelujah. So we've established two things now. I'm one of them, and I'll be somewhere. I'm one of them, and I'll be somewhere. But I'll be listening for my name. I'm not listening for yours. Nothing against your name. I appreciate your name, but I want to hear my name called. Amen. And I believe when he calls, I will hear. Amen. Let's sing another song. Is that okay? There's going to be a meeting tonight. That might be just a tad high. There's gonna be a meeting tonight, a meeting tonight, a meeting on the old church grounds. There's gonna be a meeting tonight, a meeting tonight, a meeting on the old church ground. There's gonna be preaching tonight, preaching tonight, preaching on the old church grounds. There's gonna be preaching tonight, preaching on the old church ground. You know, I think the key you chose originally, yeah, and if we have to strain a little bit, then we push into it a little bit more. There's something to that, right? There's gonna be a meeting tonight, a meeting tonight, a meeting on the old church ground. There's gonna be a meeting tonight, meeting tonight, a meeting on the old church ground. We're gonna see Jesus tonight, Jesus tonight, Jesus on the old church ground. We're gonna see Jesus tonight, Jesus tonight, Jesus on the old church ground. There's gonna be healing tonight, healing tonight, amen. Healing on the old church ground. There's gonna be healing tonight, tonight, healing on the old church grounds. There's got to be deliverance tonight, deliverance tonight, deliverance on the old church ground. There's got to be deliverance tonight, deliverance tonight, deliverance on the old church ground. There's got to be a meeting tonight. Amen. Meeting on the old church ground. There's gonna be a meeting tonight. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know what you came to do, I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, I came to praise the Lord. I don't know what you came to do, I came to praise the Lord. Amen. You can sit and criticize, but I came to praise the Lord. You can sit and criticize, but I came to praise the Lord. You can sit and criticize, I came to praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. I said one more. You think preachers are going to go to hell? I didn't say one more what? Hallelujah. All right, one more. I just don't want any nervousness here tonight. Right? I want our brother to just take his liberty. And if there's a spirit that's nervous here tonight, I get it. You're going to hell, and there's no hope. So I understand why you're nervous, but we're not. Hell wasn't made for us. It was made for you. It was made for Satan and his angels. Amen? We're heaven bound. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, one more. All right, so our brother's just good and ready to jump in the saddle here and ride the old west out to the sunset. Hallelujah. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get me behind. Victory.
say that tonight. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, victory today is mine. The Holy Ghost is mine. The Holy Ghost is mine. The Holy Ghost today is mine. I told Satan,
believe that with all my heart. Amen. 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 Going to have a time on the old church grounds tonight. They'll be shouting on the old church grounds tonight. Amen. They'll be dancing. Hey, you know what? The world thinks that we don't have no fun. They think, hey, y'all can't dance, so they don't know. Amen. Amen. We just got a brand new partner. Yes. Amen.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I appreciate the Lord. Yes. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. Again tonight. Amen. You appreciate him. Amen.
Yes,
before we get started, I'd just like to say thank you to Brother Doug and his wife, Sister Jennifer, for having us out. And just always good when they text and say, hey, won't y'all come out? It's always good for, you know, we just, you know, there's friends. And then there's friends. Amen. We just appreciate them. Amen. And y'all got a warm spark in our hearts. Amen. And we think about y'all all the time. And just we appreciate y'all so much. Appreciate the church. Amen. We just appreciate the Lord. Amen. He just, it's been so good to us. Hallelujah. It's been so good. I know he's been good to me. And so we thank you for that. Thank you for the fellowship and the dinner. Friday night, the lunch this morning, and yesterday the fellowship, Brother Andy's house and his family, and you know, just his dad. And, you know, we just had a good time. I ain't gonna tell you what we did, but we had a good time. I was a supervisor, so anyway. My wife said, "Man, I one of them strings cut me." I said, "Well, maybe you ought to ask for workman's comp next." But anyway, we appreciate the Lord. Just had a good time. Good, you know, it's good to get together and fellowship. No matter what you do or whatever, you know, it's just good to get together and have fellowship. And knowing that always, it's always goes back. You may talk about different things. You may talk about cars, and you may talk about houses, and you may talk about your job and different things. But, you know, it always comes back around to talking about the Lord. Now, talking about the job, you know that may not mean much to him, talking about houses and stuff, but the Bible says in Malachi that there's a book written with our names in it. of those who talk often one to another about him. A book of remembrance written. I think he wrote down a lot last night. Thank you, Lord. I'd like to read this to you. I don't know if I read it here before, but it's called My Banner Will Be Clear. It says, the following was written by a young pastor in Africa who was martyred for his faith. This note was found in his office after his death. So I'm a part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. I have the Holy Spirit power. The die has been cast. I have stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I'm a disciple of his. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed visions, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarfed goals. I no longer need prosperity, position, platus promotions, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on his presence, walk by patience, am uplifted by prayer, and I labor with power. My face is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven, my road is narrow, my way is rough, my companions are few, my God is reliable, my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the enemy, pander at the pool of popularity, or mender in the maze of mediocrity. I won't give up, shut up, let up until I have stayed up, stored up, prayed up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Christ. I'm a disciple of Jesus. I must go until he comes, give until I drop, preach until all know, and work until he stops me. And when he comes for his own, he will have no problem recognizing me. My banner will be clear. I like that. Amen. I thought that was real good. I hope our banner is clear tonight. Amen. I want mine to be real clear. Amen. You know, I remember one time, Brother Jack Coe. You know, Jack Coe. He was invited to preach, and they said, "You better take it easy, because the mayor's in the congregation." He said, "You need to take it kind of easy." So he gets up there and he says, "I understand the mayor's in the congregation." He said, "I want to tell you something, Mr. Mayor." He said, "If you don't get right with God, you'll go to hell just like the trash man will." There's no respect of persons, is there? Let's stand together. Amen. Stand together with me. Amen. How many's got a need tonight? Amen. Let's just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we love you. We appreciate you, Father. We thank you for your mercy and your grace to us, oh God, once again. We thank you for allowing us once again to be able to come and sit in your presence, Father. Feast from your word and fellowship with brothers and sisters of like precious faith. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just ask, Lord God, now that you just, Lord, settle us down, Father. Lord, as we would endeavor to try to read from your word tonight, Lord, pray, Lord, the prophet said that any man can open the book, but it takes you to reveal it to us. May you just give us what we have need of tonight, Father. You saw the hands. You know what was behind every hand before it was raised. Father, I asked, oh God, that you just bless each and every one now. Help us, Lord, to overcome the things that we need to overcome, Father. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that you just move us aside, Lord. I once again give myself away so you can use me. Speak through me, Lord. Anoint the word's already anointed, just anoint lips to speak it, Father. Anoint hearts and ears to receive it, Father. Lord, and we can sing like they did on the road to Emmaus. Did not our hearts burn within us as you talk with us along the way? We'll give you the praise and the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Judges, the third chapter, the 31st verse of Judges. Amen. You just love him tonight. You appreciate him. Judges, the 30th chapter, or third chapter, I'm sorry. And the 31st verse of Judges. We'll get it here. Judges 3 and 31. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, which slew of the Philistines 600 men with an ox goad, and he also delivered Israel. Then over in the book of 2 Kings, the 7th chapter of 2 Kings, and the 2nd verse, or the 3rd, excuse me, the 3rd verse. And there were 4 leprous men at the entering end of the gate, and they said one to another, "Why sit we here until we die?" May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of the word. You may be seated. If I look at a text tonight, it'd be enough is enough. And for a theme, sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I was thinking, and I begin to look, you know, and we begin to think about, and I think about a squatter. And so I look up the definition of a squatter. And I, you know, I always, you know, studied history a lot, and I liked history. But a squatter is a person who unlawfully occupies an uninhabited building, unused land, or settles on property without title or payment of rent.
Right.
Satan's a squatter tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And sometimes he likes to settle on property
that
he don't own.
That's good.
Yes, sir.
And what we need to do is like that song we sung a while ago, "Victory, victory, today is mine."
Right.
Tell the Satan to get off.
Right.
Just get off, Satan.
Right.
Enough is enough.
Right.
I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired, and enough is enough. It's time that you get off, Satan. Because
right.
I believe us as believers, as sons and daughters of God, we have lived beneath our privileges long enough.
Right.
Amen. We got God-given privileges tonight that I want to make full use of. Amen, brother. Amen. We got some God-given privileges, and they're everywhere at our disposal, and I want to claim my God-given privileges.
Amen.
And I didn't think about this, but I was looking, and they said, "Oh, but they're squatters' rights." So I said, "What is that?" So I looked it up, and it says, "Squatters' rights is a person that don't take action to get that squatter off." So he has squatter's rights. Or occupying a space for a specific amount of time. So if we'll let the devil squat on our property that's not actually his, you better watch it, because before long he'll declare squatter's rights. Because me and you are to take action tonight and say, "Devil, I'm tired of fooling with you. It's time that you get back." Amen. I don't want to delay no more. I want to take action tonight and tell the devil, "Enough is enough." Amen. I've lived beneath my privileges long enough. Amen. And I'm coming to claim what is rightly mine. Amen. Like that song we sung tonight, there's going to be deliverance on the old church grounds tonight. If you need deliverance tonight, why don't you claim your God-given rights and say, "Lord, I need deliverance tonight. Satan, enough is enough. Get off my property." Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to tell the devil tonight, there's going to be deliverance in the house of God tonight. Amen. I don't know what you're going through. Amen. And I may not know what Brother Doug's going through. And let me stop right here. Amen. I come here and Brother Doug has never one time told me what to preach on. Amen. I just preach how I feel led to preach and what God lays on my heart. And if I hit somebody, amen. If I don't hit somebody, amen. Amen. You remember that time that woman walked out and said, hey, Brother Branham, I love you. I appreciate it. I just enjoyed the service. Amen. Walked on out. And Brother Branham said to the next lady, said, my, that must have been a fine Christian. Amen. Said, Brother Branham, one thing you forgot to hit tonight was gossiping. Amen. She's the worst gossiper in the church. Amen. Oh, God, help us tonight to say, that Satan, enough is enough. I'm tired of low living. I'm tired of drop goals. I'm going to store up, pray up, preach up. Amen. Hallelujah. You know what makes me want to preach? A preacher that can't and a preacher that can. Amen. That makes me want to preach. Amen. Hallelujah. A preacher that can't and a preacher that can. Amen. It just seems like it throws more kindling on the fire. Amen. And I believe if you're here tonight, amen, and you can say, Satan, enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of coming to the house of God defeated and leaving defeated. Amen. I ain't going to leave defeated tonight. I'm going out here with the glory of God. I'm going out of here with a victory. Amen. We sung that song, Victory. Oh, victory today is mine. Get thee behind me. Amen. I woke up this morning. I said, Lord, help me please. I got up shouting and singing victory. Amen. We don't have to live defeated tonight. Amen. We don't have to leave here defeated. Amen. You can get what you ask for. You can get what you come for. Amen. I may not know what you have need of. Brother Doug may not know what you have need of, but he does. Amen. And he can speak to me, move me off my notes, and let me speak to your problem. Amen. Or whatever it may be. And you can receive something from God if you don't hold back. I'm saying Jesus poured on tonight. I ain't going to, don't hold back, Lord. I didn't bring my thimble. I didn't bring my cup, but I backed up my tanker truck. Fill it up, Lord. Amen. Fill it up, Lord. Hallelujah. Fill me, Lord, to overflowing. Amen. Like that song, I'm drinking from my saucer because my cup's overrun. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for your goodness to us, Lord. I thank you for your mercy to us. I thank you for your grace toward us, Lord. Amen. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen. You've been so good to me. You've been my mama. You've been my daddy. Amen. You've been my brother. You've been my sister. Lord, you've been really good to me. Why wouldn't I want to serve him? Why wouldn't I want to live for him? Why wouldn't I want to preach for them? Why wouldn't I want to see God's people delivered? Amen. Amen. I want to see you delivered tonight, saints. Amen. If you got something bothering you, hindering you, amen. Hey, it used to be in Pentecost. Amen. They'd jump 4 or 5 pews. Amen. They'd run the back of the pews. Amen. They'd take their cigarette packets at their pocket and throw them out, but they always watch where they landed. I ain't gonna watch where it lands tonight. Amen. Because if God once delivers us, amen. Amen. It'd be like this. A brother had a problem one time stealing apples. The prophet of God said, you get delivered from that one time, you can go buy the apples all you want to. You won't have no problem. Amen. One time there was a brother in our church, amen. He's gone on now. Love this message, love the Lord. First time he ever took to communion, he told Brother Homer, he said, should I do it, Brother Homer? He said, I'm an alcoholic. He said, if God delivered you, amen, go ahead and take it, brother. It won't bother you. Amen. Hallelujah. God's in the delivering business. Enough is enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. My, I wish I could play that piano. Glory to God. Amen. I feel like running through a troop and jumping over a high wall. David said, my springs are in the Lord. So you better be careful. You're getting on up there. Hey, man, you'll be 62 this year. You may have a heart attack. Hey, man, just a shortcut to glory. Hey, man. Hallelujah. I can kind of feel like the prophet said on his life story when they brought that black brother out there. He said, man, about 90 years old, had a gray rim of hair around his head. He said, man, Brother Bram said, I was feeling sorry for him. But he got up there, got to preaching, and he didn't take his text like them other people were doing. Right. He said, he took it over there and said, Job, where were you? Right. When the sons of God shouted for joy. Right. Where were you at, Job? Brought him back over the horizontal rainbow. Said all of a sudden he jumped back, clicked his heels together, went tiptoeing off that platform, said, you ain't got enough room up here for me to preach on. Said he had more room than I had. Amen. But it's something when it gets upon you. Amen. It'll make them a sister in a, maybe, I don't know what kind of dress they call them today. But like Brother Bram said, it'll make a sister in a calico dress hug a sister in a silk dress and say, I love you, my sister. Amen. It'll make a man or a brother to brother in a overhauls hug a brother in a tuxedo and say, I love you, brother, and mean it from the bottom of our hearts. It's just something about this word. It's just something about the power of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm saying enough is enough. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's enough, Satan. Amen. Go bother somebody else. Amen. Go bother somebody else. I remember there was a brother one time. He used to preach this message. Something happened to him. I ain't going to call no names. If I call, you might know him. But anyway, I ain't going to tell you where he's from. But anyway, he said he didn't have much. Just trying to preach and had a family. You know how it is sometimes. Said he was stopped at a red light. He's an old truck. Said this guy pulled up in a sports car. Robert tried the old truck he had. He went, revved up that motor, looked over at him and his truck. He rolled down the window and said, get out of here, Satan. He said, I got the best dressed kids in all of, and he called the name of the place where he's living. He said, I got the best car in all. He called, hey, man, because why? Because enough is enough. It don't matter what kind of car you drive, what kind of clothes you wear, amen, what kind of money you make, amen, long as you got Jesus. Amen. Amen. As long as you got Christ, and Christ in you is a hope of glory. Christ in you will make you want to come to church. Amen. Christ in you will make you die. Hallelujah. It'll make you love everybody. Christ in you. Amen. Christ in you will make you believe this message. Because this message is Christ. Oh, that brother prayed. God likes it when the word in you responds back to the word. Hallelujah. I'm telling the devil, enough is enough. Amen. I'm going out of here with victory tonight. I'm going out of here with my needs met. I'm going out of here, amen, hey, with more than what I came in here with. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I'm doing. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we read about Shamgar. Not much about him. Just that he took an ox goad, and slew 600 Philistines. Amen. Not concealed Shamgar. I imagine that year in and year out, he tries to raise his crops, right, Brother Dutch? He tries to make a living for his family. Every time he gets his crops raised, here comes the Philistines in and steal everything and go back, and he's starving that winter. Hey, he just about does it again, and here they come again, year in and year out. Amen. Ain't that the way the devil is? We come here, amen, and we sing the songs of Zion. We lift our hands. We listen to the word of God. We say, amen, preach it, Brother Doug, or whoever's preaching. Preach it, Brother Andy, or whatever it is, amen. And we'll say, preach it, amen, and we'll get a blessing, amen, or whatever. Amen. We may even dance, cut a rug or two, whatever it may be. Amen, whatever you call it. And then we leave out of here, and it seems after we leave out of here, Satan comes and grabs what we have.
Right.
Or what we thought we got or whatever. But it's time we tell the devil, enough is enough. Amen. I ain't going to put up it with any longer. Amen. I'm going to live victorious. I know you may come around and try to buffet me. You may throw everything in my way, try to frustrate me, try to cause me to trip up. But I'm telling you, Satan, tonight, enough is enough.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And so Shamgar, he had enough. He was sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. And so, amen, Brother Bram said he wasn't a warrior. Well, I'll just read it to you. Amen. This is 1953. God's commissioned Moses. Amen. He said here, he said, 1953, God commissioning Moses. He said, I seen in the day of Judges, a little old fella named Shamgar. It's found over in the book of Judges, and the Philistines would come in and take off everything that they had. Every time they'd raise a crop, then the Philistines would come in and get what they had and take it off. Oh, what a time robbing them. Just like it is today, I bet every time you get your church built up, first thing you know, somebody comes along and says, oh, the days of miracles is past. Whew. Ain't that the way it is? Or are you trying to impersonate Brother Branham? I ain't trying to impersonate nobody. I'm trying to impersonate Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. If he wants to show me something, Lord, let's show me something. Amen. But I ain't got that gift. Amen. But I tell you, God still got it. Amen. He still can speak. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He still can. Hey, the Bible says over there in Hebrews 4:12 that the word of God is more powerful than any two-edged sword. Cuts in either direction. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I don't have to have. The word of God will discern your thoughts tonight. The intents of your heart, whether you'd rather be here or not.
Right.
Amen. It'll meet your need. Amen. Whatever you have need of, it'll meet that need. Amen. Think about it. Said the dawn of the days of miracles is past. About that time that body begins, you begin to feel the movement of the spirit. And you're getting a little better. Somebody said, now that's just psychology. If it's psychology, come on, I love it then. Amen. If that's what it's all about. Amen. But I know it's more than psychology. Amen. I know it's more than just a feel good. We got them on the televangelists. You got Joel Osteen, old Smiley Joel. Amen. He looks like a guy I could whip every day and steal his lunch money. Amen. Amen. And no wonder he's got his church filled up. He don't never say nothing about sin. Amen. I wonder if he preach about sin a little bit. Amen. I wonder what the people would do. Amen. But he says, since you get it up, feel a little move in the spirit. They want to say you're Pentecostal. Pentecostal is not feeling good or whatever. Pentecost is an experience. And Brother Branham said, this experience of Pentecost ought to always be on the people. Amen. Every now and then I need a refilling. Amen. I need a recharge of the spirit of that soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, you begin to feel the little move in the spirit. Somebody say, you know, that's, you're not any better. That's all right. Everybody said, you can move that one finger. Just keep moving it.
Right.
Pretty soon you'll start moving two fingers. Pretty soon you start moving your hand. Then all of a sudden you start moving your arm. Then you say, hey, I feel a little bit better. Right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I can raise my hand now. I can say, thank you, Jesus. I can say, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. He said, you're getting a little better. He said, that's old devil that's coming in to rob you. When you got your faith placed in God, leave it there. My faith ain't placed in my wife, my pastor. Though I love my pastor, don't get me wrong, but my faith is placed in Almighty God. My pastor will fail me. My wife will fail me. I'll fail her. Brother Doug will fail you. You'll fail Brother Doug. But as long as we got our faith in Almighty God, he'll never fail us. He promised he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. And he's never welched on a deal. He said he'd always be there with us. Amen. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. I'm so glad for that. Amen. There ain't anybody on here on the face of the earth can say that. Amen. I can take you only so far. Amen. Brother Doug can take you only so far. Amen. But God's going to take us all the way. We're going to pass the moon, the Milky Way. Amen. And running up the King's Highway. Hallelujah. Amen. We're getting out of here. Now, don't de-Christianize me. I seen a movie years ago. I said years ago. And so, this man, this wife, they had two children, son and a daughter. That daughter was the oldest one, and she was having some kind of lung problems. Asthmatic attacks and everything, because they lived out in California. And so the doctor said, hey, you're going to have another shot and all these and some more test runs. And she started crying. Said, I thought, Dad, I thought you said, and then they said, we thought she's getting better. I said, well, no, you know, we can only do so much. And she's got to have another shot, and she's got to have another series and stuff. And it's just getting a little bit worse. And so on the way back to their home, they was talking and said, hey, you remember that piece of land that I got up there in the mountains out there? Said, we ought to get out of here. This old smog in California is killing us. I'm at a dead end on my job and everything, and just it seems like everything ain't going right. Amen. And all of a sudden she looked over at her husband and said, you really want to? Said, yeah, if you want to. She said, then let's do it. All of a sudden he hollers out, we're getting out of here. Hey, one of these days, brothers and sisters, we're getting out of here. Amen. You ever had a nightmare? Amen. You woke up and you said, thank God that wasn't real at all. That was just a nightmare. Well, this little life down here, sometimes, Brother Doug, it seems just like a nightmare. One of these days, we're going to wake up into reality and say, thank God that wasn't real at all. Yes. Enough is enough. Yeah. Amen. Let me read on now. Or we'll never get out of here. Again, same message. These Philistines, about time, the Israelites, they didn't have any king then. Just about that time, they got their crops all raised and harvest, all the hard work done. In would come the Philistines, take what they had and go back. They starved to death. So one day, this little old fella by the name of Shamgar stood out there. I just like that little guy. He was standing there in his barn. He said, well, I suppose, hey, man, maybe we have enough grain to feed the family this year. He happened to listen, trump, up the road, come about 100 or 600 Philistines, all in armor, big spears, trump, coming to get his crop. My, after all the harvest, after all the trying, after all the effort, here come 600 armed Philistines to take away what he had. Ain't that just like the devil? You'll get out of here tonight. Amen. And he'll try to come and take what you got. Amen. Don't let him have it. Amen. Say, get back, Satan. I ain't letting you have it. Amen. I ain't letting you have it. I said, I ain't letting you have it. Get back. Enough is enough. Hallelujah. These Philistines. About that time, it was like he said, then the first thing you know, God began to move on him. I like that. He began to get angry. My, He looked around. He thought, oh my, I'm an Israelite. I'm circumcised. And that's an uncircumcised Philistine coming up there. I'm not a soldier. I ain't got time to go in here and take some lessons and learn how to duel and how to fight. But I tell you, God's my God. So he just reached up there and got an old ox goad. You know what an ox goad is? It's a little old thing made a brass knob on the end of it. If you beat the cattle through the corral with it, he reached up there and got that ox goad. He didn't have to time to train to be some kind of a fighter. Hey, man, the emergency was at hand. He had to do it then. I think the emergency is at hand now. Hey, man, we have to do it now. Tomorrow may be too late. Next week may be too late. Hey, man, I want to do it right now. Yeah. Hey, amen. That's what I want to do. I want to do it right now. Not wait till tomorrow. Hey, amen. Not wait till next week. But right now. Yeah. Amen. Right now. God, I need you right now. Yeah. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. And I need you right now. Yeah. Tomorrow may be too late. Yeah. Next week will be too late. I need you now, Lord. Yeah. Yeah. You remember that woman? Amen. With the issue of blood. She suffered so many years. 12 long years. And you know what? It didn't get no better for her. Getting no worse all the time. You know, a lot of people don't want to deal with the issues. She had an issue. A lot of people don't want to deal with the issue. Amen. But there was coming a man down the road. Amen. All the noise and everything. And she said, she might have said, who's that coming down the road? They said, well, Jesus of Nazareth's coming down the road. And maybe she began to think, I've heard about him. How that he heals the sick. He raises the dead. Amen. He causes, he calms the storms. Now I got a real need. I got an issue. I've been to this one and I've been to that one. And they say they can't do nothing else for me. But I know somebody that can. Amen. You may be like that tonight. I don't know. You might say, well, I've been here and I've been there. Amen. I've been to this one. I've been to that one. Why not try Jesus tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. You say he's got the answer. Amen. That you have need of. Amen. I may not have the answer. Brother Doug may not have the, but I know he's got the answer. Amen. And say, Satan, enough is enough. Amen. I'm coming for what I have been promised to receive, Lord, and I'm going to receive it tonight. Amen. I don't care who makes fun of me. I don't care so-and-so makes fun of me. Amen. I don't care if Uncle Sally, Sister Joey, or whatever, or Brother Billy Bob, or whoever makes fun of me. I'm going to get what I have need of tonight. Amen. And I'm going to receive what I come to receive tonight, and I ain't gonna let the devil stop me. Hallelujah. I ain't gonna let him stop me. And she began to pray and said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment. Because the crowd was right there, all around him. Hey, amen. They were pushing and pulling on him. Amen. They was raw. Amen. And everything. Oh, it was sister. You thought, my, can I stop here for a minute? I remember somebody years ago when they started following the message. Amen. And they said they knew how it worked. They just begin to pray. Amen. And Brother Branham, he'd get in the prayer line and begin to call the numbers. And my, somebody got, and they wanted this brother to get in a prayer line so bad. Amen. And so he got a prayer card and the number was way on up there. But they knew that if they really prayed and asked God, God would do something. Amen. Oh, you believe he can do something tonight? Amen. So he got that number. They looked at 96, way on up there. Or 95 or something like that, way on up there. Amen. And so they begin to pray. And they begin to pray. And they begin to ask God. Well, Brother Branham gets up there that night. And after he preaches a while or whatever. Amen. He said, well, we called some prayer cards last night. Amen. I don't know what number we started with. He said, but let's start with number 95 tonight. Amen. He's still the same God. He knows what you have need of tonight. Amen. He can call your name tonight. He can call your number tonight. He's still that same God. Amen. He's still that same God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. said, God, begin to move on him. He got an ox gore. He said the emergency was at hand. He had to do it then. I think the emergency is at hand tonight.
Yeah.
Amen. It's time now. Like I said, tomorrow may be too late. I'm living in a state of emergency. I'm living in desperation. I usually don't act like this in church. Amen. But the emergency is at hand. Amen. I got an emergency tonight. Amen. My son needs you. My daughter needs you. I need you, Lord. I usually don't raise my hands in church, Lord. But I'm raising my hands tonight because I got an emergency. Amen. I usually don't stand to my feet. But I'm standing to my feet tonight, Lord, because there's an emergency at hand. Enough is enough. There's an emergency at hand, and I'm going to raise my hands tonight. I don't usually shout like this, but I'm shouting tonight because there's an emergency at hand.
Hallelujah.
There's an emergency at hand. Amen. And she said, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. She said, enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And she just reached out and just touched. Brother Bram said her garments kind of flowed loosely. Probably didn't even feel her touch. But he felt a different kind. He said, somebody touched me. They said, Lord, Peter rebuked him. He said, Lord, they're all pressing against you. They're all crowding in. He said, but Peter, this is a different touch. I feel virtue gone from me. And he looked around to where he found the person. There she was trembling. She said, woman, thy faith has made thee whole. Amen. You're well. Go home. Amen. Oh, I can just but touch the hem of his garment tonight. I'll be made whole. Amen. If you'll just speak the word tonight. Amen. Everything will be all right. Amen. I ain't shouted in a long time. But if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I ain't crying in a long time, but if I could just touch the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then there was this woman at the well. Amen. And there she was, and she was probably talked about. We all know her story. She wasn't fit to be with the rest of the women when they came out to get water. She'd had five husbands. And the one that she was living with was not hers. I imagine she thought, well, it's like us. We've been from church to church, pillar to post. Well, I'll go to this one. I'll go to Brother Doug's for a while. I'll go over here for a while. Why don't you come to Jesus? Why don't you give him a chance? Hey, man, why don't you get settled once and for all? Why don't you tell the devil enough is enough? I'm sick and tired of going here and going there and being pulled here and pulled there. I'm coming to you tonight, Lord. And I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what they say, how they make fun of me, because they made fun of that woman. They said she was a prostitute. She was an ill-famed woman and all that. She couldn't even come out to the well with the same time the rest of them, the virgins come. So she came, had to come by herself. And Jesus told his disciples, I got a need to go by the way of Sychar, by the way of Samaria. I wonder tonight if he has the same need. I got to come by Love Divine Fellowship, Tucson, Arizona. There's somebody that's crying out for me. Amen. There's somebody that needs me tonight. Oh, you may not know it. Amen. That woman, she probably said, you know, I'm so sick and tired. Enough is enough. I'm tired of hearing this. I had this husband. I thought I'd have it settled. But something happened and he left. Amen. Then all of a sudden I had got this other one and he left. And that's just like us. Amen. We come to the house of God. I thought when I shouted, everything would be all right. I thought if I lifted my hands, everything would be all right. I thought if I danced in the spirit, everything would be all right. But I need him to come on the scene tonight. Hallelujah. I need him come on the scene. I need the God of the shout. I need the God of the dance. I need the God of the crying. I need the God of the Bible. Amen. And so, that woman at the well, amen, she went out there that day just like any other day, but this was a different day. He said, I had a need. One of you's got a need to come by tonight. He'll be sitting right here, and you'll come. Amen. He said, woman, give me a drink. And she looked, she said, why, it's not customary. You being a Jew and me being a Samaritan, we got segregation. We got no dealings with one another. But you know what he said back to her? Woman, if you knew the gift of God and who it was that spoke to you, you'd have come asking me for a drink. Oh, if we really knew who he was tonight and the gift of God, and we knew that he was really here tonight, not just some fairy tale, not just some make-believe, but down on the inside, that it dropped from here all the way down here. One time, Martin Luther, amen, he said, I have it here, I have it here. In other words, he said he had a head knowledge, he could speak it real good, but he said, wait, from right here to right here. I want it to drop tonight. It said, from right here to right here. Then we say, we'll come in here, say, God, give me a drink tonight. Give me a drink that I didn't come to draw. Give me a drink. I'm thirsty, Lord. And I need a drink. Hallelujah. I need a drink. They begin to talk. Y'all know the story. St. John 4. Said, are you greater than our father Jacob, who dug this well, watered his family, watered the cattle? You know, are you greater than that? Say, hey, you don't even have nothing to draw with. Amen. And then she went on to say, they begin to talk. Said, you know, you said that we should worship. Here's where we should. You said you should worship in Jerusalem and all that. And he said, the time's coming when you need to worship here or in Jerusalem. But at the God, the Father, seeking such of those who worship him in spirit and in truth. Hey, man, he said, go get your husband and come here. She said, sir, I don't have no husband. He said, you've had five, and the one you're living with is not yours. She dropped her pot, went into the city, and said, come see a man who told me all that I ever done. He didn't tell her everything. He just told her one thing. But I imagine Brother Brandon said it like this. If he knew that one thing, he knew everything about her. He knows everything about me and you tonight. And he wants to fill us to overflowing. Amen. Amen. He wants to fill us overflowing. Amen. Again, talking about Shamgar. Amen. Oh, he said on the message, believest thou this? He said, well, that would be good enough at my funeral. That'd be all right. I'm certainly like to think of the deity. And he goes on to say, he said, I said, Shamgar, he slays all the Philistines. I'd just like to get rid of them, don't you? The Bible said there'd be thorns in your flesh if you let them stay in the land. Like we preached on this morning, amen. Drive them all out. I don't want nothing to be a thorn in my flesh. Right. Amen. Just get rid of everything. Right. Amen. He said, if you let them stay in the land, so he said, let's get rid of them. So I sat back last night and enjoyed it very much, preaching on Shamgar, he said. Again, he says, convinced and concerned. He said, one day, little Shamgar, out there, he was standing, got his barn, got his threshing all done, had his wheat laying up, and probably his little wife, kind of ragged, his little kids, you know, pale cheek, had to live very slim, because the year before, the Philistines got everything. They just had to glean around, get what they could, and there they was in that condition. About that time, Shamgar got everything set in order for the winter, he heard a noise. He looked out the window. What coming? Here come 600 Philistines, all in armor, spears, swords hanging on their side, helmets about an inch thick, a brass, great big, covered over like this with metal, coats of mail, and they, as they call it, here they was. He says, trump, trump, march right up there. What? Take away what he had? That's it. You know what? Shamgar, I could just imagine, look back at his family. He looked out there at them Philistines. Then he looked up towards heaven. He thought, I'm a Jew. I'm in the covenant. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, my father, is my God. I'm circumcised. I'm not a fighter. I know nothing about a sword, but I'm concerned about my family. I'm convinced that you are God. Hallelujah. That's it. He said, if you ever get convinced, and he gets concerned, you get convinced that God takes take care of his word and do what he said in his word, that he'll get concerned to do and fulfill it in your life. I'm convinced tonight that, amen, that he'll take care and do what he said he would do. Amen. If he said he was healed, would heal, I'm convinced tonight, brother, that he said he would heal. Amen. If he said he'd deliver, I'm convinced tonight that he'll deliver. And so he gets concerned and he'll come on the scene and deliver you tonight. Just say, enough is enough. Amen. I can see him. Take that old ox gourd. amen, opened up that window and jumped out. I imagine they thought, man, he's an idiot. Look at that guy. 600 of us. Best trained soldiers that they had. They might have had a captain that didn't go fight with them. He just stood back and watched.
See what was going to happen. And that captain was, he's an idiot.
An ox goad. And look at us. But Shamgar said, hey, I'm the son of my God. Amen. He's the God of my father, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all of them. Amen. I'm in the covenant. I've been circumcised. Hallelujah. I've been born again. I'm full of the Holy Spirit. And he's my God tonight. And he'll say he'd take care of me. Amen. He'll supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. He didn't say he'd supply my wants, but he said he'd supply my needs. Amen. And I got a need tonight. And he's willing to come by. Amen. I believe he's here right now. Amen. I hear the sound of a abundance of rain. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So he jumped out that window. Amen. Brother Brown said that with that ox goat just went up there, it'd probably break that ox goat into pieces. Amen. But he didn't care. Amen. He knew that God was on his side. Amen. I'm raising my hand tonight and asking God to come on the scene. I don't care, Lord. I don't care what anybody says. I know you're on my side, Lord. Amen. I know you got me in your arms, Lord. Amen. And I'm worshiping and I'm praising you. And I'm asking you, Lord, to come and meet my need tonight. And he began to hit one. One went that way, one went the other. Then old captain got real scared. I imagine he ran back to the Philistine headquarters. He said, where's the wheat? Where's all the grain at? He said, well, this year was kind of different. He said, well, what happened? He said, what happened? Did old Shamgar have an army? No, sir. What did he have? Said, he just had an ox goad. He said, what do you say? I said, an ox goad. He said, what'd you say? I said, are you hard of hearing? Something happened to him. Something was different than I ever seen. Something happened to him. Something was different than we ever seen about Shamgar this year. Amen. Oh, let's get out of here tonight and let people around say there's something different about them people over there in Love Divine Fellowship. They don't just love God, they believe God. And they believe he can do the impossible. Then we read about them four lepers. Amen. And there they were. The Bible says that the Syrian army had them surrounded. They were starving to death in there. They were eating their own one another because they were starving to death. And there was four lepers, the Bible says, that were sitting at the gate. And they were starving to death too. And I don't know which one spoke up, but one of them, Brother Doug, caught inspiration. And they said, why sit we here till we die? If we go into the city, they're eating one another in there. They're starving to death. If we go to the Syrian army, they got an army, they may kill us. But because of something was inspired in one of them, he stood up and said, why sit here till we die? We're just going to go down to the enemy's camp. And if they spare us, they spare us. If they kill us, they'll kill us. We're going to die anyway, sitting here. Amen. Oh, that's what we ought to do tonight. Why sit we here till we die? Amen. You may be sitting here tonight dying on a pew because you won't get off your duff and say, God, I need you now. Amen. I don't need the tomorrow, God. I don't need a next year, God. I need a right now, God. I need a God of February 13th, 2022. A God that's real, a God that lives, a God that can deliver, a God that can set free. So why sit here? We here till we die. Somebody's got to grab inspiration. Somebody's got to be inspired. Amen. There's a lot of men that got inspired. Amen. And their army followed them into victory because one man got inspired. Amen. What about us tonight? Amen. If one of us can get just inspired and say, God, I know you're real. God, I know you can. Amen. And believe God and take God at his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Now let me read some things that the prophet said about these lepers. Jehovah Jireh, 1957. He said, "You lady, laying there in that stretcher. There never may have nobody physically laying in a stretcher tonight. But you might be in a stretcher of doubt. You might be in a stretcher of confusion. You might be laying on a stretcher of unbelief tonight. Don't you believe he's the same God in the natural that took care of this lady on that stretcher? He can take care of you if you're laying on a stretcher of doubt, of unbelief. Amen. He's the God that can dissolve all doubts. Amen. He's a God that can dissolve all doubts. Now listen to what he says. Now what a chant. He said, now he said, now there, he said, there's the angel God over you. Yes, you. You were praying, wasn't you? I can't heal you. But you can't hide your life. You're in a dying condition. Maybe you're not in a dying condition naturally, but maybe you're in a dying condition spiritually. I'd rather be in a dying condition naturally, because that's a shortcut to glory, than in a dying condition spiritually. But you know what? That same God that can take care of you naturally can take care of you spiritually. Amen. If you're in a dying condition tonight, he said, you lady, you're sitting there and you're in a dying condition. I don't know who you are tonight, but maybe there's somebody sitting here tonight in a dying condition spiritually. Why don't you raise to your feet and say, God, I'm tired of it. Enough is enough. Amen. She said, you were praying. He said, I can't hear you. See, I can't deliver you, but I know a man who can. I can't take a heart that's been broken and make it whole again, but I know a man who can. Hallelujah. He said, he said, that's true. You know what? Well, look, there was four lepers one time. I sat at the gate of Samaria in the city. They were eating one another's children. The Syrian army had them backed up. They said, why do we sit here? We sit here, we'll die. We go into the city, we'll die. We got one choice. Let's go down to the camp of the enemy. If they save us, we'll live. And God rewarded their faith. And they went down to the enemy's camp. You don't have to go to the enemy's camp, but amen. You've touched before God. You can, a loving father tonight who's here to heal you. You're crippled with arthritis. You got heart trouble, but you believe on Jesus Christ and believe me to be his prophet. Do you do that? Then I'd raise up, take that chair in the name of Jesus Christ and go home and be made well. There she is, my sister. Let us rise to our feet. Give God praise. Let us raise our hands. Amen. He's the same God tonight spiritually. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Why don't you take up your chair and walk home tonight? Come out of that treasure stretch of unbelief. Come out of that chair of disbelief. Come out of that chair of doubt. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. He's still the same God. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, he said, we don't have to go to the enemy's camp, but I'm going back. Like that song, I'm going back down to the enemy's camp and take back what they stole from me. He stole our joy. He stole our peace. Let's go take it back tonight. Take back everything God's got for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Whew. Again, he said, now what a chance that was to be. This is on Testimony 1953. He said, now what a chance that was to the enemy and them lepers. So you're not in that position tonight, but perhaps you're sitting in these chairs. You got cancer. Eat up with cancer, TB, and so forth. That's not a thing on earth you can do about it. See, you may be sitting in here. You may not have cancer naturally, but you may have cancer spiritually. Right. It's not a thing you can do about it until you say, here I am, Lord. Right. Here I am, Lord. Right. Amen. Here I am, Lord. I believe your word. I believe you can take care of it. He said, there's not a thing on earth you can do about it. Your doctor has done all he can do. Your pastor's done all he can do. Right. Ministers come through here, they've done all they can do. Right. Now you got to say, God, here I am. Right. Amen. We used to sing that song, give up and let Jesus take over. Right. Amen. Give up and let Jesus take over. Amen. He said, your doctor's done all he can do. Medical science, everything has done all they can do. And you're sitting there. You're bound to die in that condition. So let's do something about it. We got a chance tonight. And that's not go down to the enemy's camp, but come to your loving Heavenly Father. What promised to heal you? You're going to die anyhow. So let's come and believe his word. Amen. We got a chance tonight to come. He said to our Heavenly Father. Amen. And let's take him at his word and believe his word. And say, God, I'm coming up out of this chair tonight. I'm coming up. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, he says, conference. He's a man sitting there with a double hernia, rupture, been operated on twice for it. Mr. Finland from Mississippi, I don't know you, but that's the truth. Do you believe? Have faith. Miss Farmer, never seen you in my life. Do you believe that God heals your throat trouble? You can go to Mississippi, too, and get well. He's still the same God. He's still the same God. Hallelujah. He's still the same God. How would you like to say, hey, you could go home tonight and be free from that condition that you're suffering. You could be free from that enemy that's trying to take your life. Be free from that enemy that's trying to take your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, get well. He said, Miss Boyd, next to her, you're from Shreveport. I don't know you, but you have bursitis. He said, neuritis, get well. I challenge you to believe on the Lord. I'm not he, but he's here. Hallelujah. He said, you have arthritis? You have bursitis? Hey, I'm going to raise my hand. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can go home too. Amen. You can go home too. Amen. Maybe you got arthritis of the soul tonight. Amen. You want to go home? Well, if you just believe God, you can go home free tonight. Just take God at his word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can I go on just a few more minutes? Be not afraid. He said, I can't heal you. But let me ask you something. He said, there was three lepers one time. He said, set at the gate. When Samaria was being besieged by the Syrians, they said, why do we sit here till we die? If we stay here, we'll have sure to die. If we go in the city, we're going to die anyhow because they're eating one another's children there. But said, what if we go down to the camp of the enemy? They kill us, we'll just die anyhow. But if we're saved alive, we'll live. God honored that, didn't he? And they were saved and saved. The same tonight, you're sitting in the same place. Males turned you down. Mrs. Mason, strange, I knew you when you who you are. But I want to ask you, they turned you down, but there's nothing that can do for you. If you lay there, you'll die. If you go to Mayo's, you'll die. You're not asked to go to the enemy's house. You're looking to become to the Father's house, of the Father, the house of the Father tonight, and be healed. Do you believe with all your heart? Then rise up and take that stretcher and walk out of here and go home. Yes. Hallelujah. He's still the same God. Yes. Hey, we could go many places, many times. Brother Doug said about nervousness. Many times Brother Brown hit nervousness. I don't know how many times he hit nervousness. He's in there, you're nervous, you get in a nervous condition. Amen. Go home, you're healed. Amen. He said, you can't eat. He said, you're nervous, got you all upset, you can't even hardly eat. He said, but God has healed you. Go home and eat anything you want to. Amen. What about us tonight? Maybe not so much naturally, but what about spiritually? Amen. Who wants to get out of here set free tonight? Who wants to get out of here shouting the victory tonight? Amen. Amen. Now I hit on, my theme was sick and tired of being sick and tired. Let's just see what the prophet has to say about that. And we'll try to bring this to a close. Amen. Hallelujah. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. 1953, preparation. He said, oh my, aren't you tired, mother? Aren't you, sister? Sick and tired of the devil telling me that I can't walk. I can't do this. I can't do that. God bless your heart. All things are possible to them that believe. He said, that's it. He said, are you sick and tired, mother? Sister there? Are you sick and tired of the devil saying you can't get the Holy Ghost like they did on the day of Pentecost? Tell him he's a liar. Amen. He's a liar tonight. Amen. Amen. Tell him that he's a liar. Say, God, I'm tired of coming to church. And I hear the song. I hear the singing. I hear Brother Doug preaching or Brother Andy or whoever it may be. The evangelist comes by. And I'm tired of leaving here defeated. Lord, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired. I'm tired of the devil saying I can't walk. Get up and say, get up. I'm going out of here walking. Amen. With joy and peace in my heart in the name of the Lord. Amen. Again, he said, Shamgar said, I'm sick and tired of it. I'm not a warrior. The odds is against me. No matter how much odds is against you, God's for you if you'll take his word. No matter how odds are against you. Hey, we all have had odds against us in one way or another over the years. Amen. Well, you can't do this, and you can't do this. And you're not, you know, you've got to remember church order, church order. I tell you what, God keeps everything in order. Amen. Amen. He keeps everything in order. If it's a true worship of God, he'll keep everything decently and in order. Amen. And I believe, you know, the prophet of God, I can see him. Many times he said, my, I feel religious right now. I don't think he said it like that. Can you imagine? My. I feel religious right now. I believe he backed up and said, my, I feel religious right now. Amen. He said, on that film, Dick calleth of the deep. He said, excuse me. Sometimes it's not even crying or raising our hands or shouting, but it's just something on the inside and tears begin to stream down our face. On that film, he said, excuse me for being a baby. But something happens to me when I talk about him. Oh, Brother Doug, when we go to talking about him and what he's done for us, how he's kept us over the years. Brother Dutch, he's kept us all. We could have been in the hospital. We could have been in a graveyard today, but he's kept us. He kept us all. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I appreciate you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. I love you so much. Amen. He said something just got a hold of him when he went to talking about him. Amen. He said, excuse me. Hallelujah. Oh, my. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, I'm kind of sick and tired. No matter how much odds is against you, God's for you if you take him at his word. He said, there's one thing I know. I'm circumcised. I'm a Philistine. I mean, I'm an Israelite. That is an uncircumcised Philistine. I know that I'm right. I'm a child of God tonight, and I know diseases come from the devil, and I know God promised me victory. He goes, whew, brother, I wish you felt like I did right now. My. I mean, sometimes I get to looking at these things, and sometimes I can hear that prophet say, whoo, I wish you feel like I did right now. One time I was reading a book. God is my witness, my Bible in my hand. I was reading a book, and like I told that story about that woman in Memphis this morning. Brother Dutch, I was reading it, and all of a sudden it became so real. So real. The Spirit of God came in that truck. Amen. Amen. It became so real, like I was right there. Amen. And I had a wayward son. I began to pray for him. I began to say, God, you help him, Lord. Amen. His life's turning around now. He's trying to do the best he can. He lives in a place he can't get and go to church every week because of where he's at, but he live streams. And when he don't live stream, he'll try to go over there in Amarillo, be with Brother Jeremy and them. So pray for him. Amen. Hey, pray for him. He needs God. Amen. We all need God. Amen. Just take God at his word. Amen. And I begin to feel that in that spirit coming in that truck. So real. Hallelujah. He's real tonight. He said, oh, I wish you felt. He said, yes, sir. He said, I feel awfully good. Look, it's my God-given privilege. Yes, sir. I'm still tonight in America where I can preach it, enjoy it. Thank God for it. He says, amen. Hey, that's me tonight. I'm still here. I can enjoy it. Amen. Hey, hallelujah. If the Spirit can't, oh, hallelujah. Like he's singing that song, there's going to be a time tonight in the house of God. Amen. There's going to be some dancing in the house of God. Amen. I done looked in the back of the book, and we win. Amen. No wonder John got excited when he seen them seals turn loose. He seen his name in the book. Amen. Amen. Something about it. He might have not called your name Doug Baker, David Gatman, but something on the inside. When we begin to recognize a word, we let the other alone. Glory to God anyhow. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Again, the invasion of the United States. Listen, he says, I want to confess right here. Before I go any further, he said, I'm an old-fashioned preacher that's longing to see the old days again. I see so much of this impersonation, Hollywood glamorizing the gospel. I'm so sick and tired of it. Yes, sir. I want to see the old-fashioned. I'm afraid we're making Christianity too pretty for people. He said, danger. Fire. Making Christianity too pretty for people. God help us again. Again, he said the same message. But Jehoshaphat, just a little bit more spiritual to put up with that Tommy Rod of clowning. That's right. God give us some more Jehoshaphats. Sick and tired of this here Hollywood clowning. That's right. Putting on, pretending to be something that they're not. Making out, dramatizing, drawing in. And then when they come in, what you got when he got in? Like asking a man come swim in a desert. Nothing but bay sand upon your head to cause sorrows afterwards. He said nothing but clowning, dramatizing. This message, brother, it ain't dramatizing. It's the truth. It's a life that's being lived out. It's a life that's being lived out. It's Christ coming into the believer and living his life out through the believer. I'm sick and tired of all this nonsense myself. Lord, come and be real to us. Come and get in me and live your life through me, Lord. Hallelujah. Again, God keeps his word. You realize just the seriousness of this? You don't come to church just to hear a message or to see a messenger. I mean, you come to hear the message, and the message is the Holy Spirit taking the word of God and giving it to you. Now, what about maybe in the morning to be too late? Are you willing in the presence of God to raise your hand, you who have not yet, and say, God, be merciful to me. I want your spirit in me. God bless you. And he says, God bless you. You there, you and you and you. Would you be willing to say, God, I'm going down to the potter's house. I'm sick and tired. I've always wanted a consecrated life. And tonight I'm going down to the potter's house to lay my heart down and say, God, break it. When's the last time you've been broke up?
Right.
Right. Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet. He said, if my head was water, or a fountain, and my eyes were water, I'd weep day and night for my people. Can you imagine? Oh, Brother Doug, we got people sitting on the pews and they're dying, spiritually speaking. They're dying, young people dying. Amen. He said, come down to the potter's house. Be broke up. Let God take you and break you up. Over and over, he molds me and makes me a vessel of honor. Told Jeremiah, I said, let's go down to the potter's house and see a work on the potter's wheel. Seen the potter, the clay that was marred in the potter's hands. But he didn't throw the clay away. He just started over again. Oh, I'm so glad he didn't throw the clay away tonight. He just started over again. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm trying to hurry. I'm trying to close. He said, God, break it all up. Give me a new heart, a new spirit, and put your spirit right in the middle of it. And let my life run right along according to your word. Make me a Micah of this day that I can stand on, thus saith the Lord. And my vision and my life that I live before you, not I, but the spirit in me lives the life that the Bible requires. That's the way I want it to be, O God. By your mercy, make me that. That's my prayer. By your mercy, make me that. He said, I want to see you come in and live your body right through me.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Two more, then we'll close. Let's just stand together. They come in music. Love him. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Enough is enough. Branham said on Message Enticing Spirits, 1955. Let's just do what he says do as I'm reading this. He said, with our heads bowed, just a moment. He said, I wonder if there's someone here this morning would say, Brother Branham, I'm sick and tired of these little old things. I got petty things that hang on me so long. I'm always talking out of turn. I'm doing things I shouldn't do. And I know it's not becoming to a Christian. I don't want to do that. God knows I don't. And I don't want to listen to that old spirit anymore. It's the thing that's kept me down all my life from being from having real love and freedom in Christ. Can you imagine? Just listen to this prayer. Just listen to what he's saying. He said, I don't want to do them things anymore. God knows I don't. And I don't want to listen to that old spirit anymore. It's the thing that's kept me down all my life from having real love and freedom in Christ. I want you to pray for me, Brother Branham, that it'll leave me this day. He said, will you raise your hands? He said, every head is bowed. He said, God bless you. Oh, my dozens of hands. Little petty things, little things that makes you talk or start some kind of a little fussing in the church, make you take sides with something or another like that. Oh, that's ungodly. That's discord among brethren. And don't do that. You don't want that. You don't want that. And the last one, that day on Calvary, 1960. He said, there be some here this morning that doesn't know him as Savior and would like to be remembered in closing prayer. And would like for this is what he says, and would like for this to be your day at Calvary. He said, would you raise your hands and say, pray for me, Brother Branham. I want to know him as my Savior. He says, God bless you, young fella. Someone else, God bless you, my brother back there. Would you be someone else? Say, I want to know him. I want to know him. I want this to be a day at Calvary for me. I'm sick and tired. What's the use of me trifling around here with the very thing that I was born to do? I was born to be a son of God. And here I am holding on to the things of the world. Are you sick and tired tonight, friends? He said, I'm sorry. I'm sick and tired. I was born to be a son of God. Born to be a daughter of God. Amen. And he said, and still the things of the world holding on me. He said, God, let me be crucified today. Let me crucify today myself and my ideas that I may live with Christ and live for others. No matter what they do to me, if they make fun of me and persecute me and say all evil against me and things, let me just humbly walk alone. Meek like a lamb, like he did. Someday he promised to raise me up again at the last day. I'm looking for that day. Would there be more hands go up? God bless you back there and you. All right, some more. Just say, God, bless you some more before we pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I wonder if we can just bow our heads. Amen. You love him tonight. Enough is enough. Sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. The altar's open tonight. Amen. If you'd like just to come and kneel down and say, God, here I am tonight. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. Enough is enough. I want to walk out here with a victory. I want to walk out here with God on the inside of me. Oh, he put it so plain, didn't he? I'm sick and tired of talking out of turn, doing this and doing this, doing the things that I don't want to do, and not doing the things that I should do. Amen. I wonder, could there be one? You don't have to come down here necessarily. The altar's right there in your heart. You say, I need God. Enough is enough. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. God spoke to you and you said, here I am, Lord. Mold me and make me. Amen. Go ahead, sister, whatever you're playing, let's just sing and ask God to help us. Amen. Amen. Ain't you glad he didn't? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, help us tonight, Lord. Father, enough is enough. Satan, we're sick and tired of being sick and tired, Lord. We want you more and more in our lives, Lord, than we ever did, Lord Jesus. Lord, let it become a reality to us, Lord. Let it become real to us tonight, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.